Okay.
You
did play instead of record.
Try that again.
Chaim, what are you doing with it?
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
I hear them. I do. It's very quality.
What are you playing? Indians game or?
Okay, so we are going to continue on the Inyan of Tefillah, and again, we're going to veer off from our standard Sefer just for one more week, Bez Hashem, because to finish off this Inyan of the history, so to speak, of the Tefillah, we saw the Rambam the first week. Last week, we saw the Akdama to the Yitzra Tefillahs, and today we'll see a Chassam Sefer in two Chassam Sefers. But before that, I want to say a Chiddush that that's Nagiyah to this week's Parsha, Nagiyah to things that we talked about. Rabbi Kranzer was here last week from Baltimore. He was here, Davin Mincha, here on Shabbos. So, I don't know, middle of nowhere, he came over to me. I mean, I don't know where this came up from. And he said that L'chaira, according to, the, I guess because of Parshas Emor, according to the Ramban in Parshas Emor, there may be times that there's a mitzvah d'iraisa of tefillah. Meaning, we mentioned in the first year the Malchaikas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah d'iraisa to daven every day. One tefillah, no special text, just daven. The Ramban, we says, holds that there's the only time you have to daven mid'iraisa is in an ace tzara, in a time of danger. And all other times are mid'rabbanan. That's the standard Malchaikas. Lamaisa, the Ramban in this week's Parsha says, and then I saw afterwards, he pointed out to me, and afterwards I saw this week that Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Zechariah Lebracha, one of the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, also in his Sefer on Chumash, is very busy with this same Yesod. And it says in this week's Parsha, Dabra b'nei Yisrael Martalem, Mayadei Hashem asher tikro Yisrael mikroi kaidesh. These are the Mayadim of Hashem, the Yom Tovim of Hashem, asher tikro Yisrael, that you should call them mikroi kaidesh. So what do the words mikroi kaidesh mean? So says the Ramban, Sheyiu b'yayim hazeh, kulam kruyim v'nasafim l'kadesh Yisrael. It's a day that everyone is called together and gathered together to make it holy. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael li kovetz beveis alikim biyoyim mayed. There's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to gather together in the Beis Halikim, wherever that is, the Beis Hamikdash, Ashul, the Beis Medrash, biyoyim mayed an yontif, likadesh hayoyim, to sanctify the day b'farhesya, publicly, b'tzvila, davening, v'halel, lokel, davening and praising Hashem, Biksus Nikia, dress properly. Velasis is a Yom Mishta, and also you have to celebrate. Part of making it a day of Kodesh is, this is almost sounds like Chatzi Lashem v'Chatzi Lachem. Part of the day you spend in Shul davening and saying Hallel. The other part of the day you have a Mishta, you have, you eat and drink, like it says in Nehemiah, L'chu ichlu mashmanim, ushu mamtakim, v'shilchu manis, le'nachaloi, ki Kodesh hayayim ladeneinu. So that's the lashon of mikra'i kodesh.
That sounds like it's only on Yom Tov.
So comes along. So l'chayra, according to this Ramban, there seems to be a mitzvah d'iraisa on Yom Tov, and maybe Shabbos is included because next Elohim Meadai Sheshes Yomim Teyasa. But for sure on Yom Tov, to go daven and say Hallel, mitzvila v'Hallel, to daven with a minyan. So we talked about, is there a mitzvah to daven at all? We said, and we're going to see the Chassam Sefer talks about this, that the concept of davening b'tzibur is a Rabbanon chiddush that they came up with, that we should daven together tefillah b'tzibur, we said last week, and Kaddish and Kedusha. All that was created by the Rabbanon. There's no mitzvah d'iraisa to daven every day with a minyan. That's a din d'Rabbanon, to come and daven together. The mitzvah, and this is the Ramban, who doesn't even hold, there's a mitzvah d'iraisa to daven every day. Only in an eis sara. And here the Ramban says, it seems that on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to daven b'tzibur, right? Not to daven b'yechidus. Daven b'yechidus, that's not mikroi kaidish. Mikroi kaidish is to come together, gathered, and daven with the tzibur, and say hallel. Which comes out an interesting thing, I think Rabbi Baruch Finkel says, if I remember correctly, for example, whenever you don't say, the rule seems to be that when the difference between a full hallel and half hallel is that full hallel is usually when when there's full chiyuvim of halal, like yamim taivim, and half halal is more when there's minhagim and things like that. So he comes out that, I forgot how he puts this all halachically together, but the basic idea is that on Pesach, Cholamid Pesach, or the second days of Pesach, when you only say half halal, that happens to be you're being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though it's only half halal. Because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to come together b'tzibur and say halal. So therefore he says a very interesting thing. He says, for example, if a person on Yom Tif has a shaila of davening b'yechidus, or davening with a minyan, so every day it says in Shulchan Aruch, Hishtadel, a person should make his best effort to daven with a minyan, because you say Kaddish and you say Kedusha. But again, like we said, those are all mitzvahs derabbanan. But on Yom Tif, there's a special inyan to daven with a minyan, because and say halal with the minyan, because you became this mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Ramban, of Mikroi Kaddish. So, yeah.
Okay, so according to the Rambam, I know that they were talking about the Ramban right now. According to the Rambam, it's mitzvah d'oraisa even for the women to daven.
Right.
Okay, so according to the Ramban, this d'oraisa, is this only strictly for the men?
Or I would think it's only for the men, because this is probably a mitzvah seseisha zman grama, right? It's a time-related mitzvah, and therefore I would assume that women are pater for it, unless some other drasha pops itself in. I don't know what that would be.
Okay.
That's what I would think.
Kaddish is goes through by Eidah usually, no?
The what?
Usually by men. Kura Kaddish is used by Eidah, no?
Because you have to do with the minion. The minion is made up of men. So if the concept is to get together as a congregation, as a tzibur, so a woman who's here may be yaitza mitzvah d'oraisa of davening with the tzibur, but lav dafka does she have any special inyan of doing it, as opposed to the men. They have this mitzvah doing it. So that's a chiddush that comes out according to this Ramban, and it's like, you know, it's the Ramban who doesn't hold the tefillah d'oraisa in this oifen, and he told me, Rabbi Kranzer told me, and then I saw that Rabbi Elibaruch also brings it, that there's the pre Megadim actually in two places says this. The pre Megadim in two places brings the Ramban to say that on Yom Tov there would be a mitzvah d'oraisa of coming to daven b'tzibur. Not just davening b'tzibur. Okay, so that's chiddush number one. Now let's look at this chassam cipher, because this chassam cipher, there's two chassam ciphers here, and they're very informative about the inyan of tefillah, and basically a lot of the ideas that we've talked about, just pull them together a little bit. So now, if you look on the right side, I'm looking in the, maybe about a almost like a third of a way down the first column on the right side there. There's the first word in the line is Yeshua, and then there's like a dash, and it says Vihinei. So he says, he's coming along to try to understand what does it mean that the Anshei Knesset Hagdola killed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? They shechted it. The Gemara in Yuma says they shechted it. Vihinei lefi ani esdaiti ikra Avodah Zarah shehaya b'Yisrael Halya Ayidei Mashenesu Lahem Habamais. He says, why was Avodah Zarah so prevalent in Klal Yisrael? You know why was it prevalent? Because there was an Isra of Abama. What's Abama? Abama is you make a mizbeach, a stone in your backyard, and you want to bring karbonis. And once the Mishkan came around, it became Aser the Abamas. V'lo niskablo shum avoido b'kibbutz ela b'veis ha-migdosh gimul panim b'ashona niskabtzu. So the only time he had any avoida that was done with a gathering of people was in the Beis HaMikdash three times a year. They got together. Vishuv ben azmanim lo niskabtzu. And then, in between those times, no one got together. V'lo nisadr lem shum avoida. There was no set avoida for anyone. So what was the problem? V'heim ro b'maisa amoyrim, but they looked at the gayim, sheishiru, the leftovers in Eretz Yisrael, the Amirim, Shekol ha'amim holchim ish b'shem alikov levakish kol tzarchai. They have all these places that they could go and they could ask their needs. They don't have to run to Yerushalayim. I live in Tzfas. So the Avodah Zarah, they have a getchka, they have a Avodah Zarah in their backyard, they have a church down the street, they have a base Avodah Zarah. They have everything that they need, and we got to put it in our back pockets to wait to go to next Yontif in Yerushalayim. And that's what caused them to follow and go serve Avodah Zarah. And that's why you find even amongst the kosher, meaning the proper, the tzaddikim, the ones who acted properly, the Malchi Yehuda, again, Malchi Yisrael mostly were the ones who served Avodah Zarah, Achav and his group. Malchi Yehuda, there were good ones and there were not such good ones. So even the good ones, Shen Akru Avodah Zarah Mi Yisrael, they made it their business to uproot Avodah Zarah from Klal Yisrael. It still says, Ksiv, Rak Habamis Leisaru Leisaru, they couldn't get rid of Bamas. As the Mashiach Chachma talks about this also, you find that Bamas they couldn't get rid of. They got rid of all Avodah Zarah from Klal Yisrael, but they couldn't get rid of the Bama. Chutz miChizkiyah HaMelech Yehuda, who has their Bamas? Except for Chizkiyah. Aval HaKadmoinim, but anyone before him, lo yisirim. Afal gav dehavichi of karis kachim mechutz. Now that means to say that the Klal Yisrael, they had this urge to connect with Hakadosh Baruch Hu because they saw that the goyim had this. Whenever they wanted to feel this, a connection to their avodah zarah, they went out to their backyard, shechted a karban, and finished. So we wanted to do that too. Now even though there's a chi of karis of shechting kachim bachutz, mikamakim bacharu harab miutai. He says the Malchi Yehuda made a cheshbon. They made a cheshbon. They said, we have a choice here. If we don't let the Jews keep the Bamais, they're going to go serve Avodah Zarah because they need to connect. So we have a choice. Do we say, let them go serve Avodah Zarah and stand on ceremony of the halakha of getting rid of the Bamais? Again, these Bamais were not Avodah Zarah Bamais. These are Bamais to Hashem. But they couldn't get rid of them. Why? Because he says they dafka did it. They made a cheshbon and they said that if we don't let them do this, even though it might be a chi of karis of shechting kachim bachutz, but what's the other option? They're going to go serve Avodah Zarah. They knew what the other option was and they chose, says the Chasam Sofer, that's a chiddush. Mashiach Achman talks about how they couldn't do it. They weren't able to do it. But he's saying they chose to do it. They chose Harab and Miutai, the lesser of the two evils. Big Chiddush. So that's what was going on in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael served Avodah Zarah because they had this need to connect. They couldn't wait till the Shalosh Regalim. They saw the Goyim doing things and they said, let's do similar things. V'amnam hischakmu anshei kneses hagdoila v'tiknu tvila. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, to solve the problem of Avodah Zarah and of Bamais and the whole problem, they were Mesakin Tvila, V'Sidura, and the Siddur, U'Lekadesh Shem Hashem B'Rabim Ba'Asara. Not enough that you have to daven, you got to come together, you have a minion. U'Liskabetz Gimel Pamin B'Chol Yoyim, 3 times a day, Neged Tmidim. Da'ava Gav Da Tvila Dei Raisa, Afilu Ma'adomer Shebuchol Yimu Dei Raisa. Even though there was a mitzvah deraisa, like the Rambam is quoting, that's to say a short tefillah in your own words. Afal pi shehaya oz lashon hakodesh, mikamakim eina doima l'tikun gadol shetiknu hein. But you can't compare that to this fix that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila came up with. Ubeproitz hadavar, and once that spread, now that there's a mitzvah to daven, not just daven, get together 3 times a day with a minyan. That means we're going to make an event out of davening. So now, once we have to come together, let's build a shul. Nivnu batei knesiyas b'chol asar v'asar. Let's build a shul now. If we got to get together anyways, let's make a place for it. V'karu b'tayra. So then they started kriyas ha'tayra together. V'tirgamay. And they started to translate it, the targum. U'chidchsi b'sefer Ezra v'nechemya. Now that we had another outlet for our reason to connect, we saw the Goyim going to their coliseums and getting all riled up in their religious fervor, and we were jealous of it, and we wanted to connect in a similar way, but we couldn't. So when Chazal were misaking, yes, you have to daven every day. And you got together, you have a minion. So now once you have a minion, make a place for it. Make a base at Knesset. Be learned Torah over there. Read the Torah. So he says, then, that was it. Avodah Zarah was out of our minds. It was, who needs it anymore? Avodah Zarah was filling a need, a spiritual need that we had, and we couldn't fill ourselves. Tefillah replaced that. Once we had that Tzedech Sam Sefer, Umasru Nafsham B'Yimei Avonim Alzeh. Second Beis HaMikdash, time of Hanukkah, was about 200 years into the second Beis HaMikdash. In those 200 years, not only did Klal Yisrael not serve Avodah Zarah anymore, they were willing to go to war and be Meiser Nefesh not to serve Avodah Zarah. It was like extremes. Why? What happened? Because the Avodah Zarah that we wanted was filled, the need was filled with tefillah. Vezewa kavana. That's what it means. The Chazal said, "Shahargul Yitzhar Avodah Zarah." That they killed the Yitzhar Avodah Zarah, v'akru legamri and got rid of it. He's learning. It's not even though the Gemara says that all those stories over there, but he's saying, but the way it was really done was tefillah was the way they killed the Yitzhar Avodah Zarah. Now,
but he does say over here that the Bama was not leading to the service of Hashem.
Well, he was. He,
the last line there is pretty clear. That's what he means.
Which one?
That.
Yeah,
right, finish. Because both. So two things were happening in Klal Yisrael. There were people who were serving Bamas, and there was Avodah Zarah. When the Malchei Yehuda were able to get rid of Avodah Zarah, they still were never able to get rid of, or they chose not to get rid of the Bama. Because even they realized that if we don't give some replacement, we're going to be right back in the world of Avodah Zarah. Right, that's what he said before.
That same logic was used by Egel Azar.
Correct. Yeah, you're right.
You learned your lesson. Yeah.
Right. You're right, 100%. But that's what they chose, the lesser of the two evils. Now,
which leads to evil anyway.
Correct. Yeah. 100%. It was a taina on them. We find in Malachim it was a taina all over on them. Yeah, 100%.
Is Bama the slaughtering of Kachim?
You slaughter Kachim on a Bama. It's like a Mizbeach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
Or for Nadava and Nadavas.
Yeah, only. On Obama? Yeah, right, on Obama, yeah. So the question is what they were doing there. You know, once they're making up their own rules, right, you don't know what's happening. But it came from a Yetzihara, so to speak, to connect. And it was a Yetzihara, but a will to connect based on what they saw in the world.
Okay. So the Asher Knesset Gadol never allowed to be slaughtered Kachim.
No, no. Not on the, not that was much earlier. The Malchi Yehuda allowed it.
Okay. So it was davening three times in a day in a minion filled the void of Avodah Zarah?
Correct. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. That filled that void. So then once we had that, we weren't out to serve Avodah Zarah. Once we had something that where we could channel what we needed, so then Avodah Zarah fell to the wayside.
Did women have the Yetzer Hara too?
Yeah, they did actually.
Yeah.
The women had it too, yeah. Okay. Sometimes even more than the men, it says sometimes. That they to serve Avodah Zarah.
They had their own meaning too.
What?
How did they get rid of
it? I don't know. Once tefillah was in Klal Yisrael, it could be it was machlish the whole thing. I hear. So now, if you go to the next column, there's the smaller paragraph. The first va'amnam, which is he says va'amnam. This will lead us into the next one. L'sakin seder atfilah. In order to be able to establish the tefillah, that number one, it should take replacements of karban, and it should be for Klal Yisrael wherever they are. To be able to create this, you needed the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Uvechutz laaretz afilu neviim bali ruach hakodesh k'mayan sheknesa hagadayla v'kuf chav zekeinim uvehem kama neviim leimotzu kol anshei chayil yedem l'sader inyan anichbar hazeh. The power of doing it needed the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Udvarim ha'imdim beruma shalaylam. These things of davening, it's a very mechubedik thing. It's also, as we'll talk about next week, about these are the tefillahs called Dvar Ma'imdim, it's like it's standing at the top of the world. The Ein Safik Atzli. This is a Chassam Sefer. Bez Hashem in today's what, May 3rd? Bez Hashem in about a month. We're planning to be at Chassam Sefer's Kever in Pressburg. Bratislava, it's called something now. Bez Hashem, yeah. So we're going to go to Chassam Sefer this year. So he says, The Ein Safik Atzli. I have no Safik. Shafilu ha-mesadrin atzman, shehizmin lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu sidr ha-laz, heim ba-atzman lo yardu ha-toychanayim ha-kavanasai. We're going to see in Nefesh HaChaim about how much the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah put in, how many kavanas, everything they put into the words of tefillah, says the Chassam Sefer, that is no suffix, I have no suffix that even the ones who created tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this siyata d'shmaya to do it, they themselves don't even know what they created. In other words, with all the kavanas that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had, that we're going to talk about, still says the Chassam Sofer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them such a power that they don't even know themselves the depths of what they created. Moshe Rabbeinu hispalo kama tefillos. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who davened so many tefillos, mikamakam le'lamadnu sidur shvach avos u'gvuros u'kedushas Hashem, the whole order of how you daven. First you give shvach to Hashem, then you ask, and then you give thanks. That's all ela mitzvilasei achrayna. We only learn that from his last tefillah, which was v'aschanan, es gadlecha v'esyadcha chazaka, v'zech shenichnas akaponim l'artzichan v'ayg v'leikaydan. He already came into Eretzichan v'ayg, which had ksas kedushas Eretz Yisrael to it. Right? Kedushas Eivra Hayardin. So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, maybe if he got into there, Hashem will allow him into Eretz Yisrael proper. So, see, he's saying that even all the halachas we learn about tefillah is only from that tefillah, because even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get to the depth or the height of tefillah until he was at least had kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Umikamokim l'tzakim calling in tefillah v'sidura lo yachol. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do the whole thing. He gave us certain setups of tefillah that we learn from him, but to actually compose it, ki loy hayalo ischusad Eretz Yisrael. Al Kain, therefore, and this is going to lead us to the next one, Hisram al Yeshua bin Nun. The Gemara is going to say, I'm going to see the Gemara in a moment, in the next Chassam Sofer, that there was a Taina on Yeshua bin Nun, to have l'eschusa d'Eretz Yisrael, ho'yloi l'sakin Kain. Right away when he went into Eretz Yisrael, he should have made tefillah. V'ilu Kain, and if he would have done it, lo'y avdu avodah zarah. Then we would never have a problem all those hundreds of years in Eretz Yisrael serving avodah zarah, because we would have had tefillah. One of the big averis of Chorban Beis Hamikdash was Avodah Zarah. Mizeh yesh lomayd kama gadol keach tefilaseinu v'oinish hamishana kolshu v'rachti b'zeh v'ein kama kaimai. This you learn, you know, the Chassam Sofer was living in the time when the reform was starting up and they started changing things in davening and things like that. And that's why he's saying that from here we learn the unbelievable power of our tefillah. And the einish, the punishment of anyone who's mashana, changes even a culture from our Messiah. And he says, other places I've talked about this, this is not the time to go into that politics of what that is. Okay, so now let's move on to the next column, which is right there in the third column, there, Benechemia. So this is, let me just turn the page, it's a different shtickle. This, the first one was on page Chav Vav Amin Beis, and this is on page Mem Ches. It's a different drasha. So this is the inyan that he just talked about, that it says in Nechemya, Vayasu kol hakol hashavim min hashavi sukkos. This is they came back from Galus Bavel. They made sukkos. Vayeshvu b'sukkos ki lo asu mimei Yeshua bin Nun. So it says they didn't do this since the days of Yeshua bin Nun. Kein b'nei Yisrael ad hayomahu. They haven't done this. Ein mesechta erichin v'amru chazal. Why does it say Yeshua without a hey? His name is Yehoshua. It's missing a hey there in the pasuk in Nechemya. So it says, "Heim bitlu yitzad avaydazara v'sami einid yitzad arayis." They were mevatel, meaning these Anshei Knesset HaGdolah that came back and made sukkahs that first year. They, like we just said, they got rid of the Yetzirah of avaydazara. And they blackened the eyes of the Yetzirah of Arayis. V'al sheyeshua binun loy bitla al kein kari Yeshua v'lo Yehoshua. But since we're comparing the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah to Yeshua, we have a tain in Yeshua, why wasn't he mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? It would have saved so much. So we left out the hay. That's the Gemara in Erechim. Nearly, so says Chassam Sofer, what's pshat? Ikar inyan bitul huba mashatiknu seder atfilah. The same thing like we said. What does it mean they got rid of it? They made tefillah. Uva tekniyasiyas, like we said, they made shoals, bechal asar v'asar in all places. Ayidei zeloi ovdu avaydazar. Vilu tikin ken Yeshua binun bivayis rishon loy hoyo ovdim kim Hashem leke avoysam. V'adover kalahovin. He says, very easy to understand. If Yeshua would have taken care of it when he went into Eretz Yisrael, not a problem. We would have still have a Beis HaMikdash. Umikevon, okay, shenisbata shaydeiz and isbata avaydazar mele nital ikar koyach yitzu da avaydazar arayis tamar chazal loy avdu avaydazar k'te lahatam arayis b'farhesya. Leave that for the side. It's not negiat us now. Vim kein tzarechin al Yeshua binun shaloy osa hamtzazu l'sakin seyde tvila b'chol yayim. So why didn't Yeshua do it? We're saying it's a tain on Yeshua. He should have done it. Why didn't he? Why didn't he do it? Yesh leimer haynu taima mishum demori meri gadol v'chet otzum hu hamispal b'li kavona. It's an big meri, is like a rebellion, and an unbelievable avera to daven without kavona. U'machshavti al alilosav, and your brain is wandering on all different types of thoughts. Who knows where your brain is? It could be on things that Hashem is hated. He doesn't want you to even talk about. And a person is very, it's very hard to, when you dive in, it's very hard to keep your concentration. He said, by the second Beis HaMikdash, that really I could pater the whole world from davening, because we really don't have any kavan anymore. And the reason is, because we're drunk from tzaras. We've gone through so much that we pasha can't concentrate. So he was malamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael for not concentrating. V'zehoyu afilu b'mei b'yisheni. And this problem, now he was talking about after Bayesheni. So at the time Sefer, the problem of Kavana was already in the beginning of Bayesheni. We came back from Golis Bavel, we were tishmetered. We couldn't concentrate on anything anymore. So because of that, Umishumachi Yachlu Lisakin Tfilis. Because of that, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were able to compose Tfilis. V'yekarev l'schar v'rochak min ha'hafsid, ki lo ya'oinesh al miyot Kavana. We have a problem here. When you make up your own tefillah, you have kavana, because you have to compose it. When you read a davening from a siddur, it's very hard to have kavana. But, so what should we do? Should we compose tefillahs and put people in a situation where they're not going to have kavana? That's a big avera. But what's the other tzad? The other tzad is if we don't compose tefillah, they're going to serve avodah zarah. So again, we have to choose the lesser of the two evils here. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah says, listen, people aren't having kavana anyways, even when they daven their own composed tefillahs, because Ushchairis v'leim yayin, we're all drunk with tzaras. So if we're not anyways having kavana in our davening, so we might as well make a takana of tefillah to at least get rid of the Eitzahara of Avodah Zarah. But in the days of Yeshua bin Nun, they didn't have this problem. So Yeshua Binun says, what am I going to do? I'm going to make a Seder Atvil to get rid of Avodah Zarah, but that's going to cause people not to have Kavana. That's a terrible Avera too. I don't want to do that. And therefore he made a Cheshbon, better to let people daven with Kavana, and we're going to have to deal with the Avodah Zarah problem. But I don't want them to be stuck with the Avera of no Kavana. So that's why he didn't do it. But once Bayesheni came along and we weren't having kavan anyways, so Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, you're not having kavan anyways, let's at least take care of the problem of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah.
He's saying there's a tviya on Yeshua for this.
Oh, so now the question is, why is there a tviya? L'chair, it's a good cheshbon. Achem amru, let's see, lo'ilam, have a last it's a shaloi. So, but Chazal came along and said, no, Yeshua ben Nun should have done what he should have done. Ulisakin seyder tefilas. What about the kavana problem? Ulispala la kodesh baruch hu shebeschus eretz Yisrael yatzel Hashem es Yisrael mimachshavos v'hirurim. That beschus eretz Yisrael, Hashem gives yata d'shmaya to every person that when they daven, they should be saved from having their mind wandering. Vim ulay lo yoyel tefila achaveiro liyos nitzol mechet. So he'll ask me a question. Since when could I daven for you to be saved from an avera? Again, Yeshua bin Nun should daven to Hashem that every person in Klal Yisrael should be saved from the avera of having machshav, mind wandering during davening. You'll say, since when could he daven for that? Im kein, eich yispalu Moshe Rabbeinu al Yeshua, ko Yoshiacha miatzas miraglim. Why is his name Yehoshua, right? Not Hoshea. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu davened, save him from the chet of the meraglim. So what do you see? You see that you could daven for someone to have siyata d'shmaya to be saved from a chet. So the taina on Yeshua was, you should have made tefillas, and daven to Hashem, the Kla Yisrael, should be saved from the chet. Alkein nitl mimenu ois echad, mishem kashaloi, v'kari Yeshua v'lo Yehoshua. That's why we took out the hay. His name was Hoshea, right? And we added a yud to make it ka Yoshiacha. Well, if you didn't understand the ka Yoshiacha, so we're going to take one of those letters of ka out. Now, why the hay more than the yud? I don't know. But we took out the hay to show 1 second. You obviously didn't get Moshe Rabbeinu's message that you could daven for other people not to do averis.
Moshe Rabbeinu daven for one big tzaddik.
I hear. Good. So that's really the end of this nagah to us. So, but what you get out of this piece, besides this geshmak shtickle of davening for somebody else, some sidurim you should know. I have a copy of it somewhere. Some sidurim, the chidot sidur, maybe one of the sidurim they have in Ashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, grada tefila. If you could daven for to save someone from chet, you could daven to save. There's a special tefila. It was, you know, if you know somebody who has nisyonis and things like that, you want to daven for them. You could always daven for them wherever you want, but there's certain nusachat tefila to daven for someone. And here we're seeing, but besides all the shtickle of davening for somebody, the yisoid of the chsam sofer is a very important yisoid, that the challenge of a tefila kvua is the kavana. It's a challenge. Like we said, when you have to compose it yourself, you gotta think about what you're doing. When you have it in the siddur, that's a challenge. We anyways don't have that spitz kavana, so Chazal came along and said, let's at least take the lesser of the two evils. But that's going to lead us into other sugyas that we're going to talk about in tefillah, of the challenge is, with all the kavanas that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah put in, and all the things that we have accomplished, but we have this flip side, that having kavana in the same words, over and over, day after day, is taka a very big challenge, and that's what Yeshua ben Nun and Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had to struggle with deciding, is it worth it or not, to make the Seder HaTevilah and sacrifice the concept of the kavana. And we'll continue Bezeh Hashem next week.